your beady eyes that could cut me in two, and I just can't let you be. But it's a free for all, and a heart I said, you can bet your life. Stakes are high, and so am I. It's in the air tonight.
All right, welcome back to it. April Fool's Day. Careful what you believe today. Careful what you believe today, you know. Things like they told you Trump would never run. They told you he could never get the nomination or beat Hillary. The economy would certainly collapse. Trump would just never make it. They told you Mueller would prove collusion and he'd prove obstruction. April Fool's, none of those things happened. Oh, and by the way, you only have 12 years to live. Panic now. Panic early, panic often. That's the mantra of the Democrat Party. Anyhow, we'll get back to all of that. 79% of New York residents oppose the state's radical abortion bill. This is an important bit of polling because I have been telling you from the beginning that this kind of radical move toward abortion on demand for any reason or no reason at all during any point in the pregnancy was going to repel and repulse people from the polls from voting Democrat. And it's true. In January, Governor Andrew Cuomo, with much fanfare, signed a radical abortion bill legalizing abortion through all 9 months of pregnancy and removing protections for babies in the womb and babies born in a botched abortion as well. According to a new poll released Friday, however, 79% of New York residents, now think about this, 79% of New York residents think abortion should be limited to at least the first 6 months of pregnancy. Many don't even like that. Most Americans approve only in the first trimester, the first 90 days, according to the Knights of Columbus Marist poll released on Friday, New York State residents tend to support abortion at higher rates than most Americans, but even so, only 21% say abortion should be available to a woman anytime during a pregnancy. Now, it's grotesque that anybody or any group of people would say that it's okay to murder a child that's full term for reason or for no reason at all. 1 in 5 New Yorkers support that, but that's New York. Think about the rest of us. The rest of us here in Forgotten America have no interest in that whatsoever. The forgotten man here in Michigan, in Ohio, and Pennsylvania, and Kentucky, and Iowa, the men and women of these states do not support, not even at those rates, not even close, the idea of terminating a full-term baby. It's not okay with us. We find it to be butchery, to be grotesque. But these polling numbers are good. These polling numbers are good because it shows that even pro-choice individuals are repulsed by the idea of killing a child that's that far along. The vast majority of New York residents, 79%, support some restrictions on abortion. Let me give you some examples. 13% say it should be limited to the first 6 months of pregnancy. 26% say it should only be allowed during the first 3 months. 22% would restrict it to cases of rape, incest, and to save the life of the mother. 9% would allow it only to save the life of the mother, and just 9% would never permit an abortion in any circumstance. So what you have there in the middle is 58, 61, 70, you know, 79% that support some restrictions on abortion. 79. This is not a winning message for Democrats. This is a big loser. If you're a person of faith and you're a Democrat, how do you get past that? How do you get past that idea that they celebrate abortions at any time during pregnancy? Lit up the Freedom Tower to celebrate Governor Cuomo signing this into law. They want similar laws in Virginia, Vermont, Illinois. The list goes on. But for most Americans, this is a repulsive idea. It will get discussed on the campaign trail throughout 2020. Make no mistake, because this is a turning point. This is a watershed moment for the Democrats where they've gone wildly too far. There are only a handful of countries that allow this anyway. Iran, North Korea, China. These are countries that allow abortion at this point in the pregnancy. America has a compassionate conscience. America protects those that cannot protect themselves. America looks out for people who need to be looked out for. And yes, that includes a child at 30 weeks or 35 weeks or full term, because the other most repugnant thing you've heard here is the idea that somehow a child shouldn't get medical care after they're born. I've got a comment. John Hickenlooper is running for president. He's the former governor of Colorado. He couldn't answer this question either. You need to hear him flounder around on this just for a moment. It is bite number four. Go ahead.
I've
bite
always
number
come
four.
Down on the side of a woman's right to take care of her own health care.
Is there any limit? Is there any limit that you believe there should be? What is it?
But one of the things we did in Colorado over the course of 5 years, we got some foundation money, but we provided long-acting reversible contraception, things like Norplants and IUDs, to 15 to 25-year-old young women. And in that process, over the last 8 years, we have reduced teenage pregnancy and teenage abortion by over 60%. I mean, that's the kind of accomplishment and achievement we should be looking at. And again, you've got to have the debate, and I respect that, but I think a woman has to ultimately have the right to, you know, make decisions about her own health.
And what is government's role at all? Should government just draw that line? Is there a line the government should draw?
I think that the Supreme Court has already drawn that line, and that in this country, women are allowed that final decision of those issues that most directly affect their health care.
It's not their health care, so enough of that nonsense. Contraception, that's great. Well, we appreciate that. He can't answer the question. He's so contorted that he can't answer the question, is it right or wrong to exterminate, to execute a child at 35 or 38 or 40 weeks? He can't even answer the question. And this is a turning point, a watershed moment for the Democrats. If you can't answer that question, no, you should not have late-term, third-trimester abortion. Simply no. There's no medical justification for it. There's certainly no ethical justification for it. Morally speaking, it is absolutely repugnant. John Hickenlooper, just another Democrat incapable of making a very easy answer. 52 after on the Steve Gruber Show.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
A storage tank ruptured, and for miles, chemicals were pushing up against the riverbanks.
This was a big, big deal, and it was going to have a serious impact on communities up and down the river.
I remember the moment. This local guy came up to me and said, they call the guard out for this stuff?
You probably thought we were all about hurricanes, tornadoes, fighting Mother Nature.
Hey, it's a chemical spill. It's a disaster.
It affects the water supply, threatens wildlife.
We're talking about the health of entire communities and people's livelihoods.
You bet we're ready for these kinds of things.
We were out there with booms to prevent the spill from expanding.
We are responsible for protecting and monitoring the sensitive wetlands.
I also remember the moment that same guy came up to me and said, I don't know what we would have done if they hadn't called the guard up.
Learn more about how you can protect your friends, families, neighbors, and the environment. Everything that makes up your community. Go to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this